brought to you by Avidyne. As a plug-and-play replacement for existing GNS 430s, the IFD 440 FMS GPS NavCom sets a new standard for user interface simplicity. Its hybrid touchscreen control makes it easier to access the information you want when you want it.
And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at booth 1090 at NBAA or visit xmwxweather.com.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBA 2012 in Orlando. We're with Doug Nichols of Arion Corporation. Doug, ambitious project to build the world's first supersonic business jet. How is it going?
Well, Russ, the program is going well. There are really two aspects to it. I guess there's a technical aspect that we'll talk about first, and then we can talk about the commercial aspect. Technically, we are pushing ahead and making great progress in terms of our technology, in terms of our testing. We are about to embark upon the second phase of a long-standing relationship with NASA Dryden, in which we will be flying a test article underneath NASA's F-15B in about 2 weeks. We ran a long series of tests in late 2010 in which we mapped the complex flow field underneath the F-15 so that we could understand exactly what the pressures were and what the sort of the interferences were, and then we were able to design a test article that took that complex flow field into account. And now we have, in effect, a flat plate, but it's designed to emulate an Arion wing given those complex flow fields. So we will be flying in about 2 weeks in Dryden over a couple of months. We'll run the tests up to the full flight envelope, probably about Mach 2.0. And our goal in that testing is really to assess robustness of an Arion wing, what the robustness requirements are for steps and gaps in a manufacturing environment, and what the what level of surface quality imperfections can be tolerated when the wing is actually in use operationally, to discern what the extents of laminar flow can be achieved based upon the wing as built and then the wing as operated. So our testing is going very well. On the commercial side, we continue our discussions with OEMs that are keenly interested in our technology. Our primary focus at Arion is on the supersonic business jet. And there is great interest in that aircraft, but there also has been an emerging interest in application of our technology to transonic aircraft, to high-speed subsonic aircraft in the Mach 0.2 to Mach 0.99 range. So we have done a fair amount of work with several OEMs over the last year and a half in terms of exploring applications of our technology to new designs of existing aircraft, and we continue with those discussions and are hopeful that we're going to be moving forward.
So is the idea still to have somebody else build it? You're going to design it and somebody else is going to build it?
Yep. The idea has always been that Arion would partner with an OEM to develop the aircraft. Arion is a technology provider, a premier OEM who has the infrastructure, resources, processes, certification experience, in-service support experience, would actually develop the aircraft in partnership with Arion. That's been the plan. That continues to be our plan.
How close are you to a deal on that?
Well, that's the secret. We're in discussions. We remain in discussions, and the actual timing of that is really beyond our control. It's more a function of the health of the industry and how confident the people we're talking with feel about their business base and their backlog, and what other development programs they have underway. So we're optimistic. The industry is recovering. Slowly, but it is recovering, and that's just bodes good things, we believe, for an OEM to step forward and undertake a major development program that'll lead the industry into practical and efficient supersonic flight.
In 2007, the market looked good for this airplane. How does it look in 2012?
The market looks equally good. Our studies over the last few years indicate that there is a very large and ready demand for this aircraft, irrespective of the business cycle. We've done several studies, commissioned several studies internally, but done by external surveying folks, and there have been other other studies done that put the likely market for this particular airplane at 400 to 600 units over 15 years. And that's this airplane. This is an 8 to 12 passenger, 4,200 nautical mile Mach 1.6 aircraft. But our technology is eminently scalable to bigger airplanes, to longer range airplanes, and the market for those aircraft could be equally large.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2012. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Avidyne. As a plug-and-play replacement for existing GNS 430s, the IFD 440 FMS GPS NavCom sets a new standard for user interface simplicity. Its hybrid touchscreen control makes it easier to access the information you want when you want it.
And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at booth 1090 at NBAA or visit xmwxweather.com.